Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right. Welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast, a special Zoom episode coming at you from OKC, Oklahoma. Okie dokie. Oh, Sooner State, joined on Zoom / Riverside by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
How we doing? How we doing? How we doing?
Well, hey, appreciate you.
I'll tell you, man, it's you get the good.
Yeah, I've been listening to some of the episodes you and Zach have been doing. They're actually, you guys actually sound kind of smart. Maybe I'll retire.
You know, I think we've got a couple. Okay. Yeah, right. I think we've got a couple of things figured out. But yeah, no, it's been fun. Obviously, you know, the three of us can, we really enjoy the concept or the content we talk about. So it's easy to get carried away and go down the rabbit hole sometimes. So we've had a couple of those and they're good. They're good. But, you know, we've got another good one for them today. More big growth of the gym.
Yeah, big stuff. I mean, I was listening to one of the episodes. You guys were like saying that Tim lets us make decisions. And it makes him a good leader and also a bad leader. I was like, wait a minute. What are you guys talking about?
Whoa, those words did not come out of my mouth at all. Yeah. If I Zach remember correctly.
Zach said that. It's all good. No. It made sense after he explained it. But, I won't dock his pay today. But if he keeps that up, just kidding. Real quick announcement, everybody. We have the Business Accelerator Program. This is our 8-week program that we used to run as a kind of a group scenario, and we would do a lot more calls and a lot more stuff, but we would charge a lot more. We used to charge $14,000 for this program. Recently put all the videos into a membership learning portal, kind of boiled it down to the best of the best. We reduced the price to $6,500 and we are taking clients on like crazy. This is appears to be a good price point. A lot of people are getting a lot of value out of this. You still get calls. You still get calls with me as well as a couple other check-in calls, call with Randy. You know, who is this for? This is for the gym owner, a few different scenarios. The gym, like right now we're working with a couple clients that are switching to semi-private. They see the light. They're not quite sure how to do it. They want to get their pricing right, their equipment layout right, the programming right, and do it right from the start, right? You know, these are large group training facilities, and we are also working with private training facilities going the other way. We're taking gyms from independent trainers to employee training. There's a bunch of different scenarios that this would work for. But at the end of the day, the Business Accelerator builds systems and operations in your business so that you can remove yourself from the operations if you want to. And that's the point of it, right? Because we work too damn hard, one, for little money, and two, to be struggling and strapped to the business with a ball and chain. Get the Business Accelerator and you can free yourself from that. So that's kind of the goal of the Accelerator. How do they get started with that, Randy?
So you can obviously reach out to me, winninggym.com/call. You can just grab a call right there for the Business Accelerator. We've got obviously a couple other options as far as the things that we have, the CLA and Iron Circle, if those are fit, but, winninggym.com/call. We'll have a conversation. We'll go over your facility, the changes you're looking to make, what you think and desire from your business. And then we'll paint a picture of what it could look like with the Accelerator, you know, helping you get there. And, we'll decide together if it's right for you. No pressure. You know, we're not hard sales company. At the end of the day, you turn around, it's me, Tim, and Zach. They're going to be taking you to the finish line. So you can guarantee that the things we talk about on the call are going to be pretty true, because the next day we get to go do them together. So look forward to those calls, though. Obviously, guys, that's why we're in this seat, and that's why we do the show, is to help you guys win, not just your gyms, but you as the owners. And so pick up a phone. Let's have a chat.
Let's do it. All right, guys, this episode's pretty interesting. It's a little different than some of our other episodes. I was talking to Randy before the show kicked off, and I was like, you know, what are the few handful of things that I would keep or change in my gym or made sure that I had in my gym to make sure almost slash guarantee success? We work with so many models in so many different states and areas, different countries, price points, from big box to small box and everything in between. And there's only a few things that make people successful. And I want to talk about like the handful of those things today that if you don't have these things, you should probably move quickly to get these things if you can. Because there's some of these you can't really get unless you've made that choice early on. And that's where we'll start. We'll start with the location, right? I was thinking, does it make more sense, or would I rather have a large footprint, let's just call it 6,000-7,000 square feet for, I don't know, we'll just put the rent at the same. Let's just say a $5,000 a month rent for 6,000 feet in a warehouse, hard to find, cheap rent location, or would I rather do a small footprint like 1,500 square feet for the same $5,000-$6,000 in a busy shopping center? So the trade-off is, would I rather have a busy location with a tiny footprint like 1,500, or would I rather be able to spread out, train my clients all over the gym, 6,000-7,000 square feet for the same price? Which one would I rather do? But the warehouse is like hidden. Okay. And so the question is, which one's better? And if you were to ask CrossFitters, I don't know, 10 years ago, 100% of them would go to the warehouse. That was the model. It was get the cheapest rent. People will find you. It's kind of a cultish thing, and a following is going to happen. And that's where a lot of them went. And I bet today that many of them regret that decision. They got locked into these long-term leases and nobody can find them. And so the answer I would give is I would much rather have a location than square footage, period. Because location, you're getting free traffic, right? You're getting free marketing 24/7. If you're in a seen, highly visible center with a lot of foot traffic, people just walking. And when was the last time somebody just popped their head into your gym?
Yeah.
That alone will tell you if you're in a busy place or not, right? And so my first thing would be location. Location to me is the number one driver for success, number one.
And you hit it when you said, are they walking in? Because ultimately, left or right, you're going to have to acquire clients. And that's the difference, right? Would you rather do it by spending money and having to market to draw and raise awareness to your warehouse? Or would you rather not have to necessarily do that work or spend that money in, let's say, a clear marketing pillar, right? Where it's understanding that it's a marketing play, getting new business in. Would you rather position yourself in, a storefront or right up front where just your location is, handling some of that marketing, those marketing needs for you? To your point, I think that at the end of the day, the work is going to be, it's going to happen left or right. The expense is going to be paid one way or the other. The big difference, though, is like there is a perk of being there, right? You are always constantly getting some of that walk-in traffic, exposure. I mean, hell, even as visible as your facility is all the time, I mean, we hear 10, 12 years I've been here. I've never even knew you guys were here, right? And it's, so imagine not having that kind of visibility and still, hoping and wishing that people were going to come find you and come walk through your door. Mm-hmm. Hell no. I'm 100% on board with you. I would much rather spend a little bit of money on the rent side of things and position yourself in front of people.
Or sacrifice the square footage for the cost. So it's like, correct. Yeah, you can get a smaller footprint. And I think we've learned a lot over the years. Bigger is not better when it comes to square footage. It's just extra overhead. I think the funniest story was when we were during our construction phase, when we actually did phase one, phase two, we cut the gym in half. I looked around one day and we were operating in maybe 1,500 square feet of usable space, doing the same volume that we do in, 8,000 square feet. And I was like, wow, this really, stings because we don't need all this other space to do the job. Now, it's nice to have, and there's nothing we can do. We already signed the lease. Like, we're going to use it, but, like, hindsight, probably don't need 8,000. I think you can get away with 1,500 to 3,000 square feet for a nice semi-private training gym. I think that is the sweet spot. It's not all about the size of the square footage.
Hey, are you a gym owner whose business is in full swing, pulling in at least steady 30K or more per month, and now you're ready to ask yourself, what is next? Well, the Iron Circle is ready to show you that path forward. As a part of our exclusive community, you'll be surrounded by like-minded, success-driven gym owners just like you who are taking their businesses to the next level. Visit our website, ironcircle.net, to apply to be a part of the next Iron Circle group. And let us turn your successful gym into a thriving fitness legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
So that kind of brings us into the next thing. Like, what is the next thing I would absolutely have to be successful? And that's semi-private training. Like, our flag's in the ground. It doesn't get any deeper. Mm-hmm. We've got pillars like casings, 40 feet deep in the ground, full of concrete with a flag on top. This is the model. We've dissected large group in 101. We've dissected class-based and private training and everything in between. And semi-private by far is the biggest opportunity for leverage and wealth. Like, you can generate the most revenue per hour and leverage and still pay your coaches a decent salary across the board to service that. And it's a win for the clients. The clients get a better price point than, say, a one-on-one training. And they get the kind of the camaraderie that comes with a large group training session, even though it's only maybe six clients in there. If you have maybe two sessions of six going on, that's like, look, when we took a look
at the state of the industry report,
the average attendance of a large group training, like globally, was under six clients anyway. So, like, technically, even though you have capacity for 25, you're really, the average is six, because you got those zero classes and you have a 10 class and a 15 class. It all averages out. 6 to 1 semi-private training with a good price. The other half of that semi-private training thing that's needed is a price point that's healthy. And what I mean by healthy, throw numbers around, but like, if you're catching 350 to 650 a month, somewhere in there, hey, look, you only need 150 clients at $129 a month or a week to be able to hit $1 million. Hey, I think we can all figure out how to get 150 clients in the door.
Yeah, that's doable in that, to your point, in that smaller footprint, right? You could still pull that off. You mentioned with you said the revenue per hour, right? When it came to the model or the actual service and the deliverable. The first thing you brought up is the revenue per square foot, right? And that's the difference between where you're at right now and your large footprint. You have the availability of probably, I don't want to say doubling it, but if you cut it in half, right, we are essentially putting twice the value in the square footage for the same deliverable. Now, those of you guys listening, if you're pre-gym, if you're considering a move, if you're in a spot and you need to expand, you feel like you need to expand, like, that's the value that Tim's bringing to the table with that comment, right? Consider the cost, the revenue per square foot that your business can operate with. Then from there, revenue per hour. These things that we're driving down are logically based, data-driven numbers of your business that you can actually know. The things that Tim's called out that he said could probably do a little different, there's nothing wrong with, but there's that's that avenue of almost like an ego metric, right? The fun and the beauty of having a big gym, it feels great, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're putting more money in the bank. It doesn't necessarily mean you're taking more money home at the end of the year. The numbers that you dial down to, that's the difference that can impact your life as a gym owner.
Yeah, absolutely. And I tell you what, man, I'm here in Oklahoma City, and the first thing I did was find a gym and got to know the guys there. I've been there 5 days, 6 days in a row now, and I've just gone and talked. I met the guys and the GM, and, he's like, I was telling him what we do, and he's sharing his numbers with me. He's got 35,000 square foot thing. He's got pools in there and all kinds of locker rooms and gorgeous place. I mean, I was in there on a Saturday, had a DJ spin in, and it was like, I mean, it's super cool. It's super cool place. And we got down to numbers. I'm like, yeah, what kind of revenue are you doing? I'm thinking 2-3 million. The guy's doing, you know, under $1 million a year. In fact, Legacy is doing more revenue than they are. And it's just kind of interesting because it's a different model. They've got independent trainers, and they got, you know, obviously their basic membership, you know, and they had 1600 members, which is healthy, but it's like, you know, what would you rather have?
A lot of bodies.
That overhead of that 35,000 square, he's got a pool. Like I said, he's got two pools in there. He's got like an IV drip thing, a salon. It's like, cool. But look, I mean, at the end of the day, like I'd rather have a small footprint, no frills, training revenue, like a machine going into there, you know, and make $1 million. It's doable in that model, right? 150 members, it could be done at $129 a week. Think about that, guys. If you're doing 100, we bill weekly now. I love the weekly billing. I know it comes out to $555 a month if we're doing it per month, like 4.33 weeks per month times 129 is $555. Okay, can you catch $500 on them? Can you do $499 and maybe do 165 members? You could do it. You know what I mean? So think it through. Like, what's your model look like now? Hopefully, you're not sitting around $139, $129 a month.
Yeah.
Right. I'm talking $129 a week. Cool.
And that's unfortunately, I mean, obviously the semi-private model, and it's gonna take us to our next point, right? Semi-private allows. It's a different deliverable. The programming is not the same as a large group model, and that's where the justification for the value comes into play. And so we'll talk a little bit about programming, you know.
Well, let's talk about it now. Sure. The way and the reason that you can charge the price points that we just discussed is because of the programming. What do I mean? Well, good luck trying to charge $500-$600 a month when you have a wad on the board. Everybody's doing the same thing, and it's like there's no customization. There's no personalization. There's no personal training aspect to the workout. It's literally a boot camp style, CrossFit style workout. Everybody's doing the same thing. When it comes to semi-private training, you have to have custom programming. You just have to. Now, the catch with that is, how do you deliver across 6 clients custom programming with one coach? Well, you have to have a delivery system. That's 100% of the reason why we created Semi-Private Pro, to handle the programming and the delivery of the programming to the clientele. So the coaches can coach better. The clients can see their workouts on the screen. They could see they're different. They could see their name on there. That's all by design. Right. We want to make sure that Mrs. Johnson is standing in her station in her rack, and she can look over and see Joe Fitness's workout is not the same as hers. Is it the same movement patterns? Absolutely. There's only so many movement patterns, but the actual exercises are different. And that means everything. And that's, you know, and then not only that, between coaches, you can deliver a similar experience across hours of the day, coaches in the workout, like coaches of the gym, and, you know, clients of the gym. You could swap clients with coaches, and they should and can get the same experience between two coaches. That's the McDonald's effect. Call it what you will. McDonald's does not make the best hamburger in the world, but by God, they sell the most hamburgers in the world. There's a reason. It's just the system. It's not even the system. It's the experience that the person, the customer gets. So take that for what it is. If you're looking at your operations and each coach is delivering their own programming that you get allowed them to program, and you have no control over this as a gym owner, you're not in trouble. You can't get to where we're asking you to get to by doing it that way. Let's be honest. You're at risk. You're at risk. If that coach leaves, what are you going to do?
And that goes back to a lot of our coaching with the accelerator is brand control, is brand down programming, brand down experience, right? The the trainers and the coaches in the business are integrators. They're pieces of the cog. They're not the ones that are, you know, to your point, coming up with programming and controlling that. And I know for a lot of gym owners, that's hard to hear, because you feel like you're running it. You feel like you own all that, and you feel like a business owner in that realm. But there's a good, you know, aspect of those trainers own those clients, at least in the client's perception, because mm-hmm. they're the ones coming up with it. They're the ones servicing it. All you're doing in the client's eyes is giving them the space to do it. So when they move on, so does your clientele. And that, to Tim's point, that's where the risk comes in. It's a dangerous place to be.
Hey, Tim Lyons here. Look, I know running a gym day in and day out can be a challenge. It's often hectic and stressful, but remember, you are not alone. And if you ever feel weighed down by the pressure and you're searching for a lifeline, we've got just the thing. I would love to invite you to our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator program at winninggym.com/grow. Listen, it's designed to give you tangible results. It transforms your struggle into sustainable growth, and it is a game changer for so many gym owners out there. Again, that's winninggym.com/grow. Check it out, and let's turn those day-to-day challenges into triumphs. All right, now let's get back to the show.
Yeah, I mean, literally, guys, we built the Semi-Private Pro app, and this is a sales pitch for it, because it's this important to protect the gym owner from exactly that. Because guess what the coach can't do? They can't deliver iPads with programming that moves in real time based on scoring that can happen on the fly. Like, they're going to have to spend a lot of money to duplicate what you're doing, and they're just not going to do it. They're just going to go train out of a garage somewhere and try to do
with a clipboard.
You said it, in the client's perspective, that programming lives with the gym, not with the coach. And that was the separator. That was another big reason we did this. So, no knock on the coach. But we need control. We're at risk. We signed our names on the dotted line. We help gym owners win. I don't know if you caught that in the beginning, right? Like, that we talk about, we're doing that through the vehicle of a gym, but we're trying to help the gym owner win. So by protecting the gym and the clientele, that's helping the gym owner win. So take that to the bank.
Hopefully.
All right. And the last thing, if we've talked about a couple things, but like the last thing I could not live without is automation. You know, there's a lot of, like, I guess, options when it comes to automation. And again, I've said this on many a podcast, I've said it in the public, I will put our CLA, our client lifecycle automation campaign and automation, up against anybody that wants to step up to the plate, any gym automation nurturing software that exists in the market. I'll put it up against it. And the reason I will put it up against it is because where the competitor's automation typically stops is about 30% of the way into what the CLA will do. So most automation out there will get somebody to book an appointment. Well, that's like a third of what the CLA can do. We have all the outcomes and all the, we basically plug every hole. And the thing about this is so you can free up time. So Zach even talked about it in a past episode. It's like he has so much freedom of time because the automation does so much work for him that he could put his feet up and kick back, but he wants to continue to grow. But essentially, if this is you and you're the gym owner nurturing leads and doing all this stuff, this frees up all of your time. It literally takes all of the headache of nurturing and rebooking and no shows and all that stuff off of your back and lets the system do the work. And so quadrant B in the cash flow quadrant is the business owns the systems and the systems run the business. Like, that's the business owner quadrant that you want to get into, systems. And the CLA is probably one of the biggest systems we install in most gyms.
Absolutely. Yeah, and ultimately, I mean, everything that we're talking about, like we said, it boils down to the same things that we teach in our accelerator. These are the components. For those of you guys who've been listening to us for some time, but you don't know our story. I mean, Tim and I were a lead generation agency when we started helping other gyms. Back in 2015, we started, when we were running challenges for everybody, we were driving paid leads, converting leads online and giving a gym owner trials. And we did this for years, and we had an internal conversation one day, and we looked at our clients and we looked at our friends in this industry that we were working with, and month over, year over, they're at nearly an identical position, same number of clients that they're in their facilities that they had 2-3 years before. Not to the fact that we haven't put 400 or 500 new ones through, but with churn problems and retention rates where they're at, it was a revolving door. Their quality of life as the gym owner, still in the business 40, 50, 60 hours a week. No end in sight, no way to figure out how to do things different. And that's when we stepped back and we looked at Tim's business. What we did with Tim while doing that was also take him out of the day-to-day, 100% out of the operation of, you know, Legacy. Back then it was Pulse, right? But to be able to do that while maintaining and growing to a 7-figure gym was an anomaly. And the systems that we just talked about, the numbers that we talked about, when we talk about the delta, when we talk about the math of marketing and making sure your monthly recurring revenues exceeding your base operating expense. Guys, this isn't talking out our ass. This is us giving you the exact game plan that we fought for, you know, that we created for Tim that, or probably not even knowingly, right? We figured it out for you, and that's what we've built, you know, the coaching things upon as we've exposed and worked with other gyms over the years. But this isn't something that we're over here just, it's not another whiz-bang marketing campaign, right? These are systems and ways of operating your business that will force you into being in a better place, because there's no other way around it. When you have these components in place, everything comes in line, and your business operates, like he said, like a well-oiled machine, like a Starbucks, like a McDonald's. If you want that client experience for your clients, there's the path.
Yeah, and going back to the I guess, consistent experience is everything. In the E-Myth, right, the haircut
yep.
story about the guy that went back 3 times and got 3 different experiences, and he never came back again. It was not because the haircut was bad. It was because the experience was different every time, and that's what makes human beings go crazy. Like, they cannot yep. stand change. And like, you guys know, as gym owners, you change equipment or pull something off the schedule or do something that may even be better for the client, you hear about it because yep. it's change and clients just can't deal with it. And so, look, guys, there's a lot of things that go into this, but like bringing and delivering a consistent experience day in and day out across the board, from hour of the day to coach on the floor to equipment in the gym, that is everything. So you can have mediocre trainers and training, but if it's the same freaking experience every time, it's just like McDonald's. They have a shit hamburger, but they're selling a crazy amount of hamburgers because it's the experience. So think about that through the lens of your fitness business. Think about the location. Think about your pricing structure and the semi-private model. Think about your delivery systems and think about your automation. All of those things I cannot live without. I can live without a lot of other things, but those things right there are everything. If you cut any of that stuff out of my business today, we'd probably lose a lot of revenue. We'd have to rebuild, right? And so,
You said one thing before we kicked off on that topic, and you said these are the components that, like, as we were kind of just, you know, planning out how to articulate it. You said these are the things that for me matter. Everything else in my business is fluff, is noise. And that is exactly how I think most gym owners need to think about
it. I lost you.
We need to simplify and go down to just a couple of the basics and do that really, really well. And from there, that's when the rest of the stuff at some point might make a little sense, right? It's the cherry on the top. But right now, gym owners are grabbing at straws. We're doing high ticket this month. We're doing nutrition programs this month. We're doing new kettlebell certs this month, taking the whole team to PB, all of these different things. But at the end of the day, the foundation is built on rock. You know what I mean? And so solidify this, guys. Take these things that Tim mentioned today, make those the four things that you focus on for the next 6 months. And I promise you, you will be in an entirely different place after that.
Yeah, and you cut out a little bit there, so Nick might have to listen to the audio, but I caught most of that. You said everything else was fluff, kind of cut out a little bit. No, not necessarily fluff. What I'm saying is there's a lot of white noise, like you just said.
Noise,
in the
yeah.
business, in the market, like it's just noise. You could do some of that stuff, but it's a come today and go tomorrow type of thing. You know, and I'm thinking as a gym owner, how stressful that is. As, oh my gosh, I've got to come up with a challenge, a summer thing and a winter thing. Look, I used to do that shit and I relied on it because all of my other things were failing. I had to have that kind of stuff to backfill revenue and try to get new clients in because my business was just, it wasn't where it needed to be on all the foundational stuff. But once you get the foundational stuff figured out, all that other challenges and all those things that you kind of like have to come up with hooks, that kind of goes away. And you yeah. basically have a pretty boring but successful ass business that's simple that, you know what, you, it allows me to go for 2 weeks into Oklahoma City and watch my daughter ride Arabian horses around an arena in the heat. You know, like that's where I'm at right now. Right? So it allows me to do that. It's boring business, but it's successful. And I think it would allow a lot of gym owners to relax a little bit and sleep a little bit better at night. So take Amen. It for what it's worth, guys. That's it for this episode. Until next show, guys, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next one. Bye.
All right, and thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.